Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This next segment on The Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Welcome back in. It is The Fan After Dark. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, and of course, Dylon behind the glass on the ones, twos, and threes. Still be behind the glass when we get to the new digs. And we'll just be a little bit closer. That's all. I'm excited about it. And it saves me roughly drive wise,
selfish,
15 minutes,
selfish,
give or take. I mean, what's selfish? That it saves me drive time?
Yep.
Why?
Because you're not thinking about me. It makes my drive further.
Have you thought about me the entire 18 months we've been doing this show together when you live literally 10 minutes from the station and I live sometimes, depending upon traffic, upwards of an hour away?
Who chose to move to Louisville?
I did.
There you go.
Okay.
Knowing where our place was. So
look,
I moved down here to move closer to the station.
Technically, I wasn't a fan member yet when I moved. I made this move without knowing.
Did you think you're going to work at the Louisville sports radio station?
Well, I was roofing at the time, too.
Okay. Is there a bunch of roofs in Louisville?
Nice try. It was close. Well, our office was in Flower Mound. Mm. So nice try. Nice try. Your mom lives in Louisville. Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't work here.
So quit clowning on Louisville.
She doesn't
you know
work
why?
Here.
You're about to get throat punched. What are you about to say, Dylon? You gonna say something? I heard you mumbling something back there.
I don't remember.
Never mind. All right, we digress.
It's like 9 seconds ago.
All right, have that shoddy ready on Quinnen and Logan. We'll get to that here in just a second. We'll hear what shoddy had to say about it. But that was the big news today. Is you gave up a first, second, and dare I say maybe the gem in the entire trade that no one's talking about near enough is Mazi Smith, his ill-fated tenure here as a Dallas Cowboy excruciatingly came to an end today. And what are we going to remember most about the Mazi Smith era here in Dallas?
I mean, I want to say it was either week one or the preseason when I interviewed him and he was solemn and had nothing really positive to say. I'll probably remember that. Keeping it a buck. Talked to him. I was the only one talking to him. I said, Mazi, how do you feel? You got a TFL today? Mike in his face. He's like, just stacking days. Do you think this will, you know?
Stacking days. Well, he was in prison. I mean, what are we? Five nights in a wake up. I'm out here.
As you guys know, or maybe you don't know, I always record the players leaving the field through the Miller Lite Club to the locker room.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned this on the air. I've mentioned to you this off the air.
Yeah.
No one's ever around Mazi Smith.
But he was yesterday. That's the crazy part about it.
Win or loss, no one's usually next to him. He's usually walking by himself with his head down. Whether they, like I'm being for real, whether they won by 30 or lost by 30, he has his head down.
He's by himself.
And no one's next to him.
Wasn't the case yesterday. He was in his, get up and was sitting next to
him. Not in his get up, actually.
Well,
inactive in his sweats.
His sweats get up. His Dallas Cowboys get up.
But I'm assuming maybe had gotten around that he was getting shopped because, like, you're right, the boys were next to him.
I'm like, did I get a picture of that yesterday? Because I was kind of surprised. I was like, oh, look at, I mean, he had a smile on his face. He was kind of in a good mood.
I don't know if anyone else has said it. I don't think anyone else could say it. Do you want to say who you saw in the locker room? Are you allowed to say when we were leaving?
I mean, Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah.
In street clothes.
The crazy part about it is, no one really wanted to talk in the locker room.
We did lock eyes for a second.
And we had been in there maybe 15 minutes in the locker room. They were starting, not to kick us out, but people were just starting to leave. There was really no more audio to grab. The Cowboys lost.
No, we'd already gotten our share. I think between the three of us, we got like 8 interviews.
So we're leaving the locker room. and we see a player coming in street clothes, mind you, from outside the locker room, hadn't been in there. And it was
hadn't been in the locker room the entire time.
And Trayvon Diggs walks in and just walks by everybody towards the shower.
Went right in, right into the shower area.
And I was like, Diggs randomly showing up? And CA brought up a good point. Maybe he thought the media would have been gone by then.
Oh, I guarantee you that's what it was.
But what I'll remember the most about Mozzie Smith, probably him benching a bunch in the combine and the Cowboys being jacked to get him. I remember all those videos going to ESPN of all of the chest workouts and shoulder workouts he was doing. It's like, look at this behemoth of a man. I was like, the Cowboys finally got a defensive tackle.
Yeah.
And no. So now they've traded multiple draft assets and their best player that's played for the franchise in probably the last 10 years to get said defensive tackle. And Kenny Clark and now Quinnen Williams. Which is all kind of a result of Mozzie Smith. Because imagine Mozzie is a first-round pick dog.
Oh, this.
Then you don't trade for Kenny.
Okay, you and I talked about this during the pre-show. Before I get into my spiel about how I'm not as jazzed about the Quinnen Williams deal as maybe some others are, 877-881-1053. Let us know what your thoughts are on the Quinnen Williams deal. But go ahead and just, because you know, you had a thoughtful take on, you're not pom-pomming this deal, but at the same time, too, you're not poo-pooing it either.
Mm-hmm. You want to get into that right now?
I mean, I just asked you. Yeah.
Okay. No, for me, Quinnen Williams is a good move, not because I think it makes him a playoff team this year. I don't think there was really anything you could do to make this team a playoff team this year because you lost the games you should have won.
Mm.
And your schedule is
a handful of games
you should've won. You got Detroit, the Eagles, and the Chiefs all in like the next 4 weeks.
Well, after you've got the bye and then you've got
Raiders and then
after the Raiders, which look, right now. I mean, you can't promise. There is not one game left on this schedule that you can say to yourself, yes, they should win this game.
Like, yes, could they beat the Chargers? Could they beat the Vikings? Yeah, of course. I mean, they can in theory. But is there any reason that the betting lines or any of us should have any confidence? Like, oh, no, Cowboys are playing the Vikings. They should beat them. No, there's no, as Fred said, guaranteed games left on the schedule. But that's not my point. Quinnen Williams being under team control. Logan Wilson being under team control. I don't mind moving off of a 2027 first and a 2026 second because the Cowboys have not shown you, and I'm not, this isn't an original thought, the wherewithals to draft good defensive players since Micah Parsons. So it's not like, oh, the Cowboys draft all this good talent and you're letting some guy go out the building for a guy in Quinnen Williams. You have been trying to get a defensive tackle. Well, actually, you didn't try to get a defensive tackle for a while. Then you started drafting them and missing a bunch. So if I can get a player who's a top three at his position, the number one run stuffer, and on, yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A somewhat expensive salary, but about him, Quinnen Williams, and Kenny Clark's contract, like, together equal Micah Parsons. So I have no problem going and getting a guy like Quinnen Williams because I don't believe you're going to draft a guy as good as him in the second round this year or the first round after that. Now, if someone wants to text in that's some college draft expert and says this guy's better than Quinnen Williams and the Cowboys would have picked him with this pick, then prove me wrong. I'm all for that. But I haven't seen anybody that the Cowboys – now, we can all be like, hey, this guy's really good at Miami. This guy's at Alabama. Well, who's to say the Cowboys – they haven't been a good evaluator of talent. So who's to say, yeah, this player's really good in college, Blake. They shouldn't have traded this draft pick. Well, we can all think that. But one, obviously the player has to fall to you in the draft. And two, the Cowboys have to value that guy and go, we're going to draft this guy. What they've shown us on the defensive side of the ball, outside of Michael Parsons, give them love for that. They have not drafted well on the defensive side of the ball. So if I can go get a guarantee Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson, Quinnen Williams, Sauce Gardner, whatever, I don't mind them moving off picks to get said player. Now, I'm agree with Woolley. I would not go after any players you don't have team control over, because this year is dead, in my opinion.
Oh,
you got to get guys that you have team control over, which they did. They got guys that are under contract. Now you can kind of, the guaranteed and cutting players, all that stuff can be worked around, especially with Logan Wilson. His guaranteed money's done after this year, and you only gave up a 7th-round pick. But I don't mind the hefty price tag to get Quinnen Williams long term, but I definitely see the other side of things of like, this season's cooked, pretty much.
I mean, and to your point, I don't necessarily disagree that, yes, you shouldn't be able to go out and get a Quinnen Williams. Now, here's the reality of it, right? He'll be 28 when the year is over. I want to say he's got like $5 million of guaranteed money left next season. I think he's going to be on the books for like $25 million over the next two seasons, somewhere in that ballpark, 45, I think 45 to 50 million.
Got to pay to play.
Over the he's one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL, so I'm not complaining about the money that you are going to pay him over the next two seasons. But I just, if you're going to go out, to me, this is the, since I've been in Dallas, I've been covering the Cowboys now for, this is my second full season of covering the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm not going to insult Quinnen Williams here, because what I'm trying to say is this. This feels, and I said this earlier, this feels very Jonathan Mingo-ish to me, all right, in that you're just making a move to be making a move. Now, I get it. If this is part of a bigger play, like, hey, we're just going to see how, see if we can just finish this year strong. Maybe, clearly the Commanders are terrible. Giants are terrible. Maybe the Eagles fall back to earth. Maybe the Eagles go on a losing streak. Maybe you find a way somehow, some way to go on some epic win streak after the bye week. Maybe Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson turn out to be better than even I thought, and than we all thought.
And all the people that are currently on the team, whether they're on long-term contracts or the contract ends after this year, you want to show them you're building a winning culture. They were not just punting on the season. This just happened to the Bengals. I don't think anybody, yes, they kind of believe that they can make the playoffs, but for lack of a better word, they're not going many places, but they're like, hey, we're going to trade for Joe Flacco and show you we're still trying. Guys like George Pickens, guys like Javonte, they're going to be free agents after this year. Hey, we are trying to win this year, because we can all say they're done, but in that locker room, you want to believe that you still got a chance until you're mathematically eliminated. So you're going to go, hey, we're going to go trade for Quinnen. Dak, we got you.
CD, we still. But isn't that Kobe? Isn't that what Jerry does though? I mean, you can't, and we're gonna hear from some of these guys at 9 o'clock. I don't think I asked Deron Bland this, because he was ready to get the hell out of there, and I don't blame him. This team, and I'll let you decide whether they're being honest or not, if they're just telling me yes just for the sake of doing it. But look, Jerry's gonna tell everybody, look, we're in this thing until the numbers say we're not.
Mm-hmm. And you want everyone on that team to feel like that. We can give up on the season.
I don't know that the players believe that, though.
But I think that's why you make a trade like this.
Yeah.
CD Lamb, George Pickens, we still believe in it. Because you don't want them just poo-pooing the year away.
You can't have them checking out, right?
You want them to still show up every day and think, we got a chance.
So by saying, all right, look, we just added Quinnen Williams, who, let's call it what it is, that was the biggest move. Well, maybe him the second biggest move outside of Sauce Gardner. Yeah, exactly. The thing about Quinnen Williams, though, we'd heard there'd been some smoke around him.
They've been loving him.
Well, there'd been smoke about him getting traded anyway, though, yeah. Right? I mean, we heard in the last week that he was somebody that, could be had for a first-round pick.
The Cowboys
like
would have done it in the Micah trade, but the Jetson had a salary room with having Sauce on the books. You move off Sauce, now they're just unloading the team, and the Cowboys jumped on the opportunity to get
five first-round picks over like the next 2 years.
You get an all-pro defensive tackle that I think he's still in his prime, number one run stuffer on a position that you cannot draft. You have not been able to draft that position very well. No. To having a all-pro pro bowler there, and someone might text an Osa. B+.
I'll tell you what, this now, I'm glad you mentioned him, and we're going to go to break here in just a second. This could be, and maybe this is one of those deals where when we look at it, 4, 5, 6, 7 into the season from now, this could be what unlocks Osa.
Maybe.
Because Osa has not been good this year.
He gets tired.
Well, I'm just saying unlocks him in the sense of like, you're going to have to double team Quinnen Williams. Mm-hmm. All right, you're not double teaming both guys. Nope. You're not double teaming Osa. You're not double teaming Quinn.
Should make
at the
your
same
linebackers
time.
Better.
Well, it should make. I mean, theoretically, and maybe this is the key that unlocks everything. I don't know.
No, I think their secondary is still bad.
All right. Well, that's I'm saying in the front seven, the secondary, and that's what you know. When you and I were talking pre-show, that's what irked me the most about this is that it's a very half measure type move.
You needed to go get Minkah
because you got pressure last night.
We said that I walked over to Bobby and Woolchuck. I said, "Am I seeing the game wrong, or are they getting pressure on almost every play, but they can't cover man-to-man on the back end?" He goes, "That's exactly what's happening."
I mean, they gave up what? They were 7-9 in their first nine third downs last night, the Arizona Cardinals. And we're talking third and longs.
The Cowboys on 3rd-and-1. What did they show on the broadcast?
17 straight or something crazy like that?
I think
that?
It was 18. They have not stopped.
Well, it might have been 18 in the
they
game.
They have not stopped a single team on 3rd-and-1 the entire year. Not a single team has gone to 4th down.
And maybe that's what Quinnen Williams will do. Maybe now that Osa. And you got to think this will make the defensive line. But I agree with you wholeheartedly on that front. This will make the defensive line better because now, I mean, Quinnen Williams comes with his own pedigree.
Yep.
And
regardless of scheme, regardless of how bad the team is.
I mean, I'm looking at
he was on the Jets.
I'm looking at the defensive tackle ratings that ESPN comes out with every season. You know, 2 years ago, he was the second best D tackle, according to ESPN execs and you know free agents or you know agents, what have you. This season, he was number 5.
Yep.
Okay, so again, he's by far the best defensive player you now have on your football team.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. By far.
You still have some issues in the secondary, and I don't know how Quinnen Williams fixes that. All right, coming up next.
Look at his backpedal.
Let's talk a little bit about this game last night. Quinnen Williams is now the newest Cowboy. We'll see him in a couple of weeks. Logan Wilson's the newest Cowboy. But let's focus on the Cowboys that played last night. And what did we think was going to happen? Well, let's just put it this way. None of us were right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.